I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The past year was tragic for Nigerian Christians. Islamic extremists slaughtered thousands of Christians for their faith. But Greg Kelly of World Mission says this horror is challenging Nigerians' worldview.
People with daughters, for example, and they see how atrocious women and females are treated, they don't want their daughters to live in that. And so they begin to open their mind to other worldviews.
And that's why World Mission sees opportunity in the midst of crisis.
We invest in indigenous leaders that are running in to the most dire of situations where the persecution is most extreme, where families, homes, and their villages are being destroyed. That is where we need to go.
But it's not World Mission who offers hope. Ultimately, Jesus and his message are more powerful than anything built on hatred. Please pray for Nigerians to find hope in the Son of God in the face of despair. In the United States, an oft-overlooked mission field is gaining recognition.
God is making a move amongst Native America, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Wes Francis, a member of the Navajo tribe, works for On Eagle's Wings, a division of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. He's part of a small but growing team bringing the hope of Jesus to Native communities across the U.S. and Canada.
The Capital C Church for a long time, you know, has been blinded to Native America. In the same way, you know, Native America has been blind to Jesus.
As Wes and his teammates share their hope stories, Native communities listen.
We can communicate, hey, we're just like you. You know, we found a hope and we found change in a man named Jesus. This Jesus man, he's for everyone. He's also for Native America. You get to an opportunity to peel blinds away from eyes and lies that has been told to us for years.
Your help makes this work possible. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org.